K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. What's up? It is the weekend, K-State Nation. Y'all know what it is. It's game time. Almost. Well, not quite game time, but getting close to game time here. Dylan Sunflower Showdown. It is KU weekend here, folks. Cannot wait to see what unfolds tomorrow night and, of course, tomorrow morning with our K-State Athletics teams, volleyball and football, taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. First time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, and so much more. Second thing y'all need to do is make sure y'all download the Podbean app. My extra bonus coverage of K-State sports over there on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe, podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. And, of course, make sure you tell a friend, K-State friends, preferably, or even a Big 12 fan, about this podcast, folks. Getting straight on into it, folks, here on this Friday morning, October 24th, 2025 edition of this podcast. This will come out tonight, and I'm just gonna jump the gun a little bit right now. I'm not sure. I might do a athletics preview, but since I recorded a special pregame yesterday, might not be necessary. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, this will come out, this postcast of K-State Women's Soccer against Houston. Another tie for the K-State Women's team. Pretty much it's that much closer, folks, to a winning season here at Kansas. Well, not here, but at K-State University there as well, as a women's soccer team tied up with Houston. Guess what it was? You got it. Nothing. What's the score? 0-0 there. As it's the defense holding off Houston there for majority of this match. And look, I didn't look at no stats prior to the game. So apparently Houston was right up there as far as offense goes there as well. But yet again, a K-State defense led by goalkeeper Maddie Sibling and this tenacious defense led by head coach Carlin Corbin has done it again. Fourth tie overall in the 2025 season. Third in the conference play. Conference play there as well. But on the other side, though, K-State offensively, we talked about here, at least in the second half of the season with this offense, they've been getting the ball moving. But unfortunately, not getting anything to fall. And that's what happened down in Houston, Texas last night. Oh, by the way, it was a road game last night for the ladies soccer team. It's been kind of shaved over because of the fact we've been so focused here on this particular podcast with volleyball and football taking on Kansas, which that's going to start tonight, obviously. But hey, this is a podcast where we talk all things K-State sports, so no worries. We'll come back to it at some point, right? So there's that. Oh, and my name is Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. I don't think I said that already. But anyways, I'm bouncing off the walls a little bit here on this Friday morning edition. It's not even 7 yet. I'm bouncing off the walls here for this podcast. And it also probably helps that I came off a run either. So everything's kind of lining up. Like I said, man, we're on the comeback, baby. Y'all better watch out, baby. We're on the comeback. Watch out, baby. Woo! Let's go. But anyways, four draws, some notes here from the game last night, coming out of the game from K-State Houston on the soccer side of things. Four draws, a new school record for Kansas State. Three, like I just talked about, in Big 12 play. That's a school record there. It's Colin Corbin faced Houston for the first time. Again, we're going through these first, right? We're going through these first there as well. Not going to say that, obviously. Here's a stat here. K-State women's soccer, 7-3-3 this year when it has more shots than its opponents and are 33-21-10 in its history when having an advantage in total shots there. That's an interesting mark right there as well. Some season notes, really, because K-State did not score a goal. Neither did Houston last night in their match last night. Yes, oh, by the way, there was a soccer match last night. I totally forgot about that. But no worries. We got it squared away here on this postcast edition. K-State Houston ends in a draw. Nobody scored in the game last night. Eddie Greer, once again, for this postcast, another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We look ahead, obviously, toward a big weekend of K-State Athletics with this Dillon Sunflower Showdown Part 1 beginning tonight on a volleyball court with our Lady Cats taking on 14th-ranked KU. When this comes out, they're going to be in action. So, but we'll see what happens there, obviously. And the one that, well, everything matters. But the biggest one that matters, on the football field, tomorrow morning on TNT, 11 o'clock, K-State, KU in Lawrence, the renovated new David Booth Stadium. We'll see if K-State can walk up out of there with another Kansas win. We'll see about that. Anyways, moving on here. Hannah Palmer last night had two shots on goal, 20 this season in her sophomore season. And how about Reese Waldrod, our first here on this K-State podcast, junior. She made her 39th consecutive start last night, and that was her 40th career Kansas State start for a soccer team. Paige Dixon, one of the lone seniors on this soccer team, 34th consecutive start last night. That is the second longest active streak out of any of the current Wildcats there. Her senior partner, teammate, Andrea Moeller, played her 64th K-State career match last night. She's now tied with her 7th in the program history for a career game. She's now tied with Ashley Zane with 64 there as well. Head coach Colin Corman last night talked about the defense last night, and we'll go right into that quote. Our press and our defensive presence continues to be a huge part of our identity and something we take pride in and execute well. It also allows us to have more offensive opportunities higher up the field. It's really exciting to be able to frustrate teams and force them to adjust their game plan. But again, I would love for us to capitalize on making other teams uncomfortable there as well. And the offense, right? We talked about the offense here. I'm going to back up one paragraph here. Again, new current and slash new head coach Colin Corbin for this team. Talked about this offense. This offense, again, I don't know what it is this year. But again, I said it in the recording of the pregame last night. You are what you are. And for K-State with soccer in the first, I don't know. I just don't know what it is. They can't wake up in the first. Even though, yes, they've been more active on the offensive end. But can't, for whatever reason, can't get one to sink in. They've done it, what, three times this year? Only three, I believe. Right? If I go back through these games, I would probably say, if I had a set number, I know we've done a whole bunch of postcasts this year, and we've talked about this. I think K-State wins. I think the soccer team's only scored like three goals in the first half all year long. They've been a second half team, so if they put one in the net, they win this game. They win this game outright. Seriously. I mean, I've been saying all year long, if you've been following along this podcast, I mean, we've been following this team along all year long. We're, again, sorry, no shade on K-State Sports Network, but in our girl Jasmine Halliburton, who coached Run It Back, but we've been following this K-State soccer team all year long and the volleyball team. So I got more information on that than y'all. Sorry, but but again, it's just the fact that, you know, if K-State, this offense, can put just one goal in the net, they got it made. I had no questions about the defense going into this year, no matter who the coach was, because the defense, it has been always been solid, even under Coach DeBini, right? Our first and only coach up until Colin Cole was hired in the offseason. So, again, it goes by to say, if they could just sneak one in the net quietly, they probably win more of these games than not, right? So, but anyways, Coach Corbin on the offense in the first half, we'll focus on that. Quote, I thought we, again, did a really good job to create chances, take shots, and generate an offensive momentum in the first half. And then I think that was amplified in the second half. I was also really happy that we put shots on goal and made their goalkeeper make saves. However, games are only won when shots hit the back of the net, and the team knows that we need to be more ruthless to put chances away, end quote. Speaking of which, let's take a look at the box score before we wrap this up. K-State Houston ends in a draw last night. This is Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. K-State now 7-5-4, and maybe for at least one more time, get a draw or a win. That could definitely secure, and we could be on our way to seeing this women's soccer team see their first actual winning season in its history, in program history. So there's that. Houston drops to 7-3-6 overall, 2-3-4 in the conference. And again, K-State 2-4-3 in the conference there as well. Yeah, look at this. Damn, K-State. Look at the shots. Total shots 20-8. Yeah, you gotta get one. Something's gotta fall in there. Like I told somebody this week, what's going on outside of podcast and outside of work. And it's like, something's gotta fall. Yeah, all this work, all this hard work, all the dedication, all what you put into it, something's gotta fall. Something has to drop, right? So 20-8 there. Saves, yeah, Houston, huge advantage there because of all those shots put down by K-State last night. 12-3, corner kicks, 8-5. Cats there with the advantage on that one. Offsides, even at one apiece, fouls. Houston 9, K-State 8, and this has been a while since we saw a card, yellow card handed out in any of these games. This one was handed to Houston in the 54th minute of the match last night. No ejections there, so I was going to skip over the stats. but we don't talk stats on this podcast. But we got that covered there as well. So K-State now. Let me see, get the schedule next time. Yeah, so K-State, it will end the regular season road portion of the 2025 season this Sunday. They're going to go to they're going to go down to Lubbock and take on the fifth-ranked Texas Tech Lady Red Raiders at 1 matinee Sunday. So they're going to end that road portion of that, and I believe now we got like 2 games left already. Yeah, so they can get another one. I think this tie last night, more than likely, actually, if I run it back, might secure their first, K-State Women's Soccer's first actual winning season in its history. That's amazing. That is amazing there as well. And it could be more. We could have more wins in the big now. We could have more, but we could get a little greedy. We could get a little greedy on this podcast. But but head coach Corbin, Hannah Palmer and company leave Houston, Texas with a draw against Houston last night, and then now setting up obviously the Dylan Sunflower Showdown here with the volleyball team tonight, taking on 14th ranked Kansas. And of course, be out lookout for a pregame coming out this sometime around lunchtime as well. So be looking out for that, a special pregame ahead of Dylan Sunflower Showdown weekend. Again, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your favorite podcast. Make sure you leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars, and preferably. Doesn't help me out. I don't want all the credit. Obviously, we've been putting this together for a handful of years now, since the COVID year. But again, it helps out the other K-State fans find out about this every day. Yes, every day. Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. Alex Aiden out there in Santa Cruz. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's soccer edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.